And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is up in the High Sierras doing a little fishing, and Corey Sandin is right here co-hosting with me today. And boy, what a great guest we have today, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters and Shimano. We're going to be talking fishing. We're going to be talking Shimano. We're going to be talking some amazing fishing going on here in Southern California. This is a jam-packed show, so you want to be sure to listen to it all. So stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a sea keeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Well, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And
yeah, welcome, Corey.
Yeah.
Great to have you. And
been a couple weeks since we've been together.
It has.
It's great to have you. How's things in the MC swim bait world?
Going good. Keeping busy.
Busy and guy, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Some of the thanks to the guy in studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, Benny Florentino probably runs through quite a pack of them. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Coastal Charters, Benny. Bass master himself here in the West Coast, and you've been fishing a lot with the MC swim baits, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. You know, that I was just telling Corey, that 5-inch Viejos in two colors, you know, golden brown bait with orange belly matched up with a 1-ounce war bait in the burnt, yeah, or the 3-inch natural colored swim baits you put on an A-rig, those two things all day long are catching bass and catching good ones, making people's bass dreams come true with personal bests.
That's cool. Like, what's a personal best for a lot of people?
8.5, 7.6. You know, when you get a 10-year-old, catch a 7-pound calico.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Oh,
and yeah.
And they've got maybe a 1-pounder on there too,
oh,
or
my.
They catch three
on the same
A-rig, yeah. Or they're catching 3 1.5-pounders. You know, it's fun stuff.
That's crazy.
Explain what an A-rig is for our listeners.
So it's an Alabama rig. So it's basically has 5 arms, and
originated in the freshwater world.
In the
right?
freshwater world, yes, yeah. It was a huge tool out there, and they banned it in some tournaments because they felt it kind of like cheating.
It was too effective. Yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
Exactly. So, but I've utilized it over the last few years just because it's such a great fish-catching tool. And what it is, it's 5 arms and generally 3 hooks, 5 baits, 3 hooks, and you rig them up all the same. Now, some people have come on the boat with all these different colors and head schemes. I like to keep it natural. Silver, 3/8-ounce war bait head, and then on Corey's 3-inch swim bait in a natural color, you know, whether it's grunion or smelt or anything like that, because we're looking to mimic a bait ball. And what that does, it gets the fish fired up or in its feeding mode, and it creates competition. When one bites it or gets hooked, it can actually get a number of fish on it at one time, and sometimes a bigger one.
Wow. So 3 hooks and 5 baits?
Correct.
Yeah, so 2 of the baits don't have hooks.
That's correct.
Why?
Yeah. Well, from what I understand, it's a fish and game law that you can only have so many hooks.
3 hooks, okay.
But, you know, that is still not black and white, because some say 5's okay. Some say 2 hooks.
Salt water, right?
It's salt water. As long as you're not fishing rockfish, you know, where rockfish you could only have 2 hooks.
2 hooks, right.
But nobody has said anything, because we consider calico bass pelagic.
Right.
Or if you hook a yellow, it's pelagic.
Pelagic, right.
So it would be like a daisy chain, you know, in fishing tuna.
Sure.
So it's hard
to say.
It's
a gray area.
It's a very gray area that we haven't deciphered yet, so... I've been fishing 5, I've been fishing 3, you know, so it all depends what day it is and who's out on the water.
Yeah.
So, but it's a very, very, very effective. And we fish it on heavy tackle. You know, I'm fishing that A-rig with the new AFCO Psycho fluorocarbon leader in 40 and even 50 pound.
Uh-huh.
And then on 65 or 80 pound Max Quattro on a 300 HG reel and an 80 MH Terramar rod.
Okay, so Tranks, 300
correct.
MH.
Trank, right.
And
why so heavy? Because you may catch 4 big ones, 4 4-pounds, that's 16 pounds on one line, or just like what I did last August was I caught a 4.5 and a 9.6 on one.
Isn't that crazy?
So you just never know. Or you might hook a 20, 30-pound yellow, especially where we're fishing up in Catalina. It's just a very, very effective tool. It's a lot going on. It's not light by all means. You've got 5 3/8-ounce heads. You've got the baits. You've got the actual arms.
The whole rig itself weighs a lot.
Yeah, and it's about 3 ounces.
Must wear your arms out, right?
It does, but I think what kind of puts that to the side is the fact that you know you're going to be catching on every every cast.
Yeah. Is that pretty much what you're fishing with, or are you still fishing with single baits now?
Still fishing swim baits,
yeah,
and also the Colt Sniper 140.
Okay.
The fish have been on small baits.
Colt Sniper 140.
140, correct.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then even some of the Jackal stuff, like the 90 Squirrel, there's some smaller baits. Fish have been on small bait. A lot of small Chovy out there still.
Yeah.
And the fish are keen on it. So
yeah,
that's what we've been fishing.
Well, what's cool is it's just tuna mania now here, bluefin, yellowfin,
true,
tuna.
True.
But still, your business is centered around calico bass and fishing the coast as well as fishing Catalina Island?
Yeah, I'm staying true to what I do. You know, that's what I'm best at. I'm truly better at targeting just calico bass, but I have a lot of guests that want to try to catch yellowtail. So we'll load the boat up with some sardines. I'll set up on some structure spots where it's been, because we have shots at them every day. We're hooking at least
really
one to a dozen yellows a
yeah
day in that 25.
At Catalina.
Day. At Catalina.
Okay. And
in
what
that,
a beautiful place to fish, too.
Oh, it's great. And
yeah,
anywhere from the front of the island, from Gibraltar, if you know those spots, all the way up to the West End.
Wow.
Fishing mainly structure. And, you know, the worst thing that happens when you're fishing a lot of these spots when the yellows don't bite, you switch up, throw the A-rig, jerk bait, swim bait, and fish bass.
How
you
cool
know,
is
worst,
that?
The worst thing is catching 50 to 100 bass. You know,
that's crazy. You must know every square inch of that place.
I try to.
Yeah.
I really do try. And, you know, everything's about conditions. You know, what you got to read conditions in certain areas. I see what the sport boat guys go through out there by trying to, you know, figure out conditions in one spot to another. The benefit for me is I can run all the way to the east, and conditions aren't right, I can run all the way to the west in my, you know, on my bay, 25 Bay Ranger. So
such yeah a sweet boat.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
How yeah fast is that though?
Well, max is 50, but
50
you know, but
miles per hour.
50 miles per hour.
You have wings on it.
How crazy is that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it's powered by a 300 Mercury Verado, so it gets up and goes. You know, cruising speed's about, you know, 28 knots. We're cruising. That's a good speed for gas consumption. And also for the ride. So
if somebody wants to go fishing with Coastal Charters Benny Florentino, where are you going to base out of? And you know, somebody says, "I want to go catch calico bass." What are you going to do?
They can locate me at www.fishcoastalcharters.com, and look at my website there. They can also go DM me on Instagram at coastal_charters, and they can call me at 310-779-0397. And I believe on my website you can also message me that way also. So
yeah, anyway, but I mean, what if somebody wants to, let's say Pete Gray wants to go fishing with Benny Florentino. Hey Benny, I heard you on Let's Talk Hookup. I want to go fish calico bass at Catalina. Where are you going to meet? How's the day?
I have a place to meet in Los Alamitos.
Okay,
it's a secured area, and it's right by a dock. But it looks like this year I'm going to be getting my own dock because I'm going to be moving and I need a place to put the boat because I'm
nice
going to be I'm not going to be very far from here.
Nice.
And but I'm going to still be based out of Long Beach. I'm going to make the drive.
Okay.
Just because my customer base is in that area and I don't want to lose that.
Right.
Because what I've already created. So with that said, I'll once I get the dock situated, which is going to be soon, I'll text or email my guests, you know, where to meet, what time, and what they need. But
what time do you leave?
Usually 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yeah. Right now it's in the dark, so
yeah,
I may change that up to winter hours and go 7.
Yeah.
7 to 2 or 3 or 4,
uh-huh,
depending on
so
the
so it's
bike.
Most of your days are three-quarter day trips?
You can call it three-quarter day, but it's full day.
It's a full
you know,
day.
It's about 8 hours.
It's
yeah.
It's
8
plenty
hours.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
What's a good day on the water with Captain Benny?
To me, a good day is 60 calico bass.
60. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
For two people.
For two people.
Yeah.
So that's 30 apiece.
Yeah.
If I kind of mess around and I catch a dozen, my fish don't count. I actually have a counter. As you saw, the counter that Tommy and
yep
and Wayne put together. What did we get, 111 that day?
Yeah. How beautiful is that?
111.
CCA and Tommy P. Let's talk about
yes.
How's the kelp looking at Catalina?
It's good in up in the west, and there's a lot of the isolated stuff is starting to fill in. But me personally, I prefer that isolated kelp. Seems like the bigger ones are off those isolated
oh,
stringers.
Really?
So
So on the rocks structure.
Yeah, but it is growing in. It looks healthy.
And PV has been a great fishery this year.
It has been. We've had our days. You have to be in the right place at the right time. Some days you're catching 30, 40, 50, and some days you're catching 12.
I got you.
Wow.
I got you.
But
you know, there's been some good ones.
We got one. My guy Bob Schneider caught one over 7.
Whoa.
On a high spot, and we caught probably 15 that day. And of course, I was bummed. But Bob's like, man, I just got a 7.5 pounder today.
Yeah.
We caught 15 bass. That was more than we caught yesterday.
That's crazy. You know? And you know something, honestly, Ben, that you probably wouldn't mention, but I'll bring it up, is you're one of a few guys I know that have had one over 10 pounds in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's,
I mean,
that's true. Yeah.
And it weighed what?
10-4.
10-4,
yeah.
Man.
10-4.
That's a monster.
That's a big,
I mean,
calico bass.
And now we think we had one in 2006 in Dana on a surface iron up in Salt Creek area.
Yes.
By Monarch Bay. I have the photo, and everybody tells me it looks at all but over 10, maybe even 11. So that one's still on the back burner.
But you released it and didn't weigh it. That's perfect. And the 10-4 you weighed on a certified bogey,
yeah,
right?
I had Justin Reynolds on the boat, and I was going to bounce the thing. I thought it was 9. He goes, no, dude, that thing's like over 10. Get that thing and hit the net. So we got it in. We put it on the certified boga. It was bounced around 10.5, you know, 11. And so it settled in at about 10-4. And
yeah.
I was stoked. The only thing I was bugging, he goes, God, it's at Clemente, though, you know. My goal is to catch one locally.
But here's the thing.
It's still a big bass.
Absolutely.
No,
that's
no,
a monster,
true.
Right?
True.
But guys think that Clemente, and it is, it's the most beautiful fishery, right?
Yep.
Next to Cedros. And just throw it out. But it's incredible. There's a lot of big fish.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of big ones. But there's so many, like, 5 to 7 pounders.
Very true.
That there's not a huge amount that you catch that are, like, in that 9 to 9-something range.
Yeah,
you
very,
know?
Very true. I've caught a lot of 9s there.
Right. But
at Clemente?
At Clemente, yeah.
Wow.
But there's so many in that large size that
yes.
It's, I think, personally, it's tough for a fish to get in that 10 to 12-pound range. You
I
know?
Agree, because of the competition.
Because of the 5 to 7-pound competition.
Right, just
yeah.
Like Cedros. There's probably a ton of 12-pounders or maybe even world records there, but there's so many of that 2 to 5 to 6-pound stuff. You know,
you're just not catching them.
Yeah.
They're there, is
well,
what you're saying.
I think they're there, but I think part of it, my theory, and I'll just share with you, mm-hmm. I think that there's, imagine a 1.5-pound mackerel, a 1-pound mackerel swimming through there, okay? It's not going to survive 100 feet with all those 5 to 7 pounders.
Yeah.
So
very
it's
true.
Very difficult for a 10-plus-pound fish to make a living.
Probably moves a slower,
well,
more sluggish.
I mean, yeah. Imagine an 80-year-old individual.
Right.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are getting eaten up before.
Right, right.
Right.
I get it. Yeah.
If you follow my train of thought.
Yeah.
But on the coast, there's so many, you know, like 1 to 4 pounders.
Right.
That once they get over that 7-pound threshold, they're owning it, man. They kind of they become the dominant.
Very, very true. I mean, I caught, you know, many 9-plus, 9-8, 9-10, 9-7, 9, you know, along the coast,
yes.
Shallow. I made my living fishing shallow. We're talking 10 to a foot of water during certain times of the year where you fish a 7-inch Viejos in the color I like to throw, the golden brown bait color with orange belly,
yeah.
And fishing in that stuff and just fishing for one bite.
Right,
know?
Right.
And you might get several biters, but the right bite
is just going to inhale it.
It's done deal.
Yeah.
It's done deal.
Yeah, cool. So much to talk about. Such great things happening here. And have some sad news to report here on Let's Talk Hookup today. One of our great Let's Talk Hookup friends, Richard Hightower, passed away this past Thursday. And our condolences to the to a great fishing family. The Hightower is a
sad deal for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Richard's been an icon in the fishing world and industry for decades.
And he had his foot at part of Let's Talk Hookup from nearly the beginning.
Right from the beginning, yeah. In fact, Marty Milner coined he and his sons, Dale, Steve, and Jason, the fabulous Fishing Hightowers, along with Richard. He was, whenever we'd have him on the show, with Big Daddy, I used to call him, Richard Hightower, Marty'd call him the fabulous Fishing Hightowers.
That's
and,
great.
And that's still true to this day because both Dale, Steve, and Jason still in the business and doing great and follow, carrying on the father's Richard's legacy. But, you know, one of the things that Richard was best known for was basically putting Newell reels on the map. I mean, that guy lived and breathed Newell reels. He helped Carl from the beginning of time and, you know, basically made a household name out of
Newell
reels. Yeah. And the other thing, too, about Richard is that he was always in pursuit of that giant wahoo, that 100-pound wahoo. I don't think he ever achieved that 100-pounder, but he was passionate about catching wahoo on the iron and very successful about it, too. But just a super guy and an amazing assistant to getting Let's Talk Hookup off the ground. In the early days, he was very, very supportive of us and brought a lot of sponsors to us here at Let's Talk Hookup, and we're forever indebted to him. And like I say, I work daily with Dale and Jason still with Seagar and Nomad, and Steve's still in the business too, and just a great, great fishing family, and I know they're really going to miss their dad, Richard Hightower. So it's a sad loss to the industry there, but what a great legacy that he leaves in the fishing industry.
Yeah, definitely, and he'll be in our thoughts and minds, and
yeah,
100-pound wahoo, baby,
100-pound wahoo for sure. So just remember, you ever catch that 100-pound wahoo, dedicate it to Richard.
Yeah, there you go, man. Well, that's definitely. We'll be back. We're going to have Ben Florentino, Coastal Charters. Can't wait to have more of that, talking calicos and all the good stuff. And, man, the inshore fishery has been so good. You want to join us, give us a shout on the fan line. It's 833-288-0973. We're going to be giving away an assortment of Shimano flatfalls and Colt Snipers. I'm sure Benny's going to probably hand-pick them for you.
Yeah,
that's it.
Some of that inshore stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Join H&H Marine Saturday, October 5th for Defiance Day at Dana Landing. This is your opportunity to test ride the amazing Defiance boat line powered by Yamaha outboards for free. Plus, you can see all the in-stock Defiance boats available now, ready to go fishing. Talk to the experts about what Defiance boat is right for you, and better yet, test ride one for yourself. Free burgers, dogs, and beverages will be available for those that attend. Owner Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair and a great, affordable offshore line of boats. That's why he started H&H Marine and teamed up with Defiance Boats. Don't miss Defiance Day at Dana Landing. One day only, Saturday, October 5th. Special pricing will be available for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, so take advantage of it. From 10 to 3 at Dana Landing. To schedule your free test ride, contact Jeff at hnhmarineservice.com. Saturday, October 5th, Defiance Day at Dana Landing. Don't miss it.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle and clothing. Choose from hundreds of t-shirts and shorts from AFTCO. It's AFTCO and Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
That's right, yeah, whatever.
All that legal mumbo-jumbo they have to do here at the big corporation, that's the way it is.
Hey,
right?
Any views and,
opinions?
And things mentioned on 97.3 The Fan are not necessarily part of Let's Talk Hookup.
That's it, yeah. You could do that disclaimer there.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, anyway, great guest here, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. We're talking calico bass, we'll talk tuna, we'll talk fishing in general. You want to join us, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. It's going to be a busy morning. There's your shot to get through. We're giving away a great prize here this morning in honor of Benny, who is a Shimano guy. He's basically a pioneer here of Shimano here on the West Coast. Assortment of Shimano flatfall jigs and assortment of the Colt Sniper jigs. Now, talk about the Colt Snipers, how effective they are, not only for tuna fishing, but for calico bass fishing.
Yeah, I mean, that
yellows.
Yeah, Colt Sniper 140 or 170, you know, I was fortunate enough to help.
The jerkbait,
correct. Yeah. And the stick. I mean, both of them are
really? Okay.
Yeah. The jerkbait for calico bass fishing has been really, really effective, especially the 140 size. Anything in that natural, the mackerel or the smelt pattern have been very, very, very effective. They do want smaller baits, but you get those bigger ones to eat that bigger bait. It's just like fishing cedros. The only issue is that every now and then you'll be fishing a bass area and a big yellow will eat it. It's an issue, but not an issue. It's
honestly,
kind of a good thing.
Honestly, some of the biggest yellows I've seen around the skiff trips, going back to the qualifier and the Shogun trip, some of the biggest yellows have come from, seriously, the whitewater. Like 10 feet of water, you're fishing calico, surface iron, or whatever, and those 40, 50-pound yellows just rip you, know?
Yeah, you'd think a seal just came up and ate it. And that's the same thing that's happening at Cat. We're fishing a lot of rock structure. And kelp lines, you know, that outer kelp. And, you know, those big yellows like to kind of cruise that
they
end.
They do.
And you accidentally hook those a lot. So
accidentally hook them a lot.
Accidentally hook them a lot.
Are you changing the hooks out?
No. Actually, I'm fishing them until they get a little worn. Then I'll change them out to like an owner 2X or 3X upgrade the
split rings.
Split rings, right.
Okay.
Right. But otherwise, they're pretty solid. For a number of uses before you have to replace them, that the hardware on the Colt Snipers have been solid, and I know a lot of the guys will change out the hardware fishing tuna, which you know you're throwing them at 100 plus pound tuna. I get it.
Now, we were talking about it before the show. I know it's like 150 pounder locally now is like
that's a nice little one. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So so Benny, how do you fish a Colt Sniper for a calico? Give us the rundown setup, and how do you throw it? How do you work it? What's the best way?
So what I've been using is the Tranx 300, just the standard 300, on a Terramar 80 medium heavy. We're fishing 65-pound Power Pro, and I'm putting a 40-pound AFCO Psycho fluorocarbon leader, and I'm actually attaching it to a 50-pound.
That's the new AFCO fluorocarbon?
Yes. That I got to help field test back in January, which is great.
How cool.
And then we're putting a kicker clip. It's a 50-pound where you can interchange the baits if you need to, whether you want to go from a different color, different size, from a 140, 170, or from a stick to the standard jerk bait. And then we're basically making a long cast. We're winding or reeling real erratic, pretty much really fast until the bait doesn't pop out, and we're pausing it. So what it looks like is if you ever seen in the bait tank a bait that's dying, it's kind of going really fast in the tank, and it kind of sits there, kind of pauses.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of mimicking
so
that
you reel
same
fast reel, and then stop.
And then stop. 1,001,
and do they eat it on the
1,002. 99% of the time, they're going to eat it on the pause.
Now, cool. How long of a pause?
1,001, 1,002, 1,003, then grind.
Whoa, that's a big stop.
Yeah. Because what it does, it's flying through the water. It gives the chance for the fish or school of fish to locate it and home in on it.
So you're drawing their attention, and then you're giving them that few seconds to eat it.
Yep, the target's there.
It's so much different than freshwater. They use the, you know, the rod slapping down toward the water to work the jerkbait. But it's such, I mean, you can't fish musky-style gear, you know, saltwater-style gear, and work it like that and have your wrist in one piece at the end of the day.
And I get a lot of freshwater guys that will jerk it, you know, and they have this big bow in their line, right? You know, jerk, 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 pause, jerk, 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 pause, which a lot of people are accustomed to fishing jerk baits, but you have that big bow in your line. And anybody knows who fishes calicos, you get a big bow in your line, the fish come and eat it, turn, and go into the kelp or rock. By the time that bow comes out, you're done. He's either in the kelp, at the base of the kelp, or in a rock, whereas that grind, grind, pause, you have a straight line to the bait, so when it does get bit, you're already making contact instead of having that big bow.
Nothing worse than having a calico on one of the treble hooks, but yet having the other one exposed and down in the junk.
Right.
No kidding. Well, hey, phones are packing up. One line open. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Benny, talk to Corey, and ask some questions, make some comments, and win a Shimano flatfall assortment along with those same Colt Sniper jigs we're talking about there. Right there. One line open at 833-288-0973. Corey, let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
We're on John's not paying attention.
Yeah,
so
we're on a short delay, so we'll wait for him to call back. And let's go to Hills. Hills in Ventura this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Great, Hills. Morning, Hills.
Hey, I want to give a first-hand testimonial how exciting it is to fish with Benny. I got the opportunity, thanks to Let's Talk Hookup radio show and Benny, to go to San Clemente. It was like a dream. I mean, that place is like an aquarium, looking down at how many fish and how clear and gorgeous, you know. And the boat is like a rocket, man. Hold on. But we just had the best time ever. I think we had 60-plus bass, right, Benny? Something like that?
Yeah, I think it was around there, 60-plus for sure.
Yeah, and just super exciting. And I learned so much with Benny. It's like it was a clinic. Changed my knowledge greatly around especially the tempo for winding on the both the hard and the rubber bait. Anyways, fishing is so dang exciting. And another thing is this morning I just had a big sea bass on for like 10 minutes. And up, you know, I'm surf fishing right now in Ventura. Man, I had the thing up splashing. I saw the big yellow broom tail. And I know what they are. I caught a lot of them, but it pulled the hook. But,
man,
I don't care.
That got your Saturday morning going, that's for sure.
Yeah, how
that's
cool.
Man. Well, good for you. Well, hopefully he comes back and eats again.
I'm going to some more spots, man. I'm not giving up.
All right, Bills. Well, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate you joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup for sure. All right, let's find out what's biting in the bar. The cast man is standing by, right, Corey?
It is. He is. And the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Or order online at fishmansprocessing.com. Spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. So you launch at one of the coolest launch ramps in San Diego. You can now drop in and see Johnny and the boys and get your spices and rubs.
That's right. And also have your fish processed by the absolute best Fisherman's Processing. Good morning, Cass, man.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro, Corey.
Good morning.
Hey, Pete, what'd you think about that yellowtail being caught off Pacific City there in Oregon?
That's pretty amazing. Oregon yellowtail. He sent me a picture this week. Has that ever happened before, Castman?
You know, I don't know, but it was one of the dory guys that fish out of Pacific City had gone out. I guess I don't know all the details, but it was a beautiful fish. And I mean, I'm telling you, you know, we had Dorado here about a month ago, and off of Winchester Bay with the albacore.
Crazy.
And,
Dorado.
Dorado.
Yeah, I know it. Anyway, things are kind of screwy with yellowtail clear up here.
Yeah, they
are. Anyway, the fishing in Baja remains really good. I checked the weather reports. Doesn't appear any hurricanes starting or heading up the coast there, so it looks like things are pretty calm right now. Hopefully it stays that way for the rest of the month and through October. But the fishing remains really, really good, especially, like I say, down in the Cabo and San Jose del Cabo. Cabo boats have been fishing the Jaime Bank, a little few boats up the Golden Gate, but a lot of striped marlin, along with blue marlin in the area there. I mean, some boats are, you know, reaching 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 a day. So some really good marlin fishing going on. The Jaime's got some pretty nice tuna along with some wahoo out there, 40 to 50 pound wahoo. And of course the main action is up in the Sea of Cortez, just around Punta Gorda though, out of San Jose del Cabo. Still, you know, the Iman Bank, San Luis, Vinorama, those banks giving up tuna, most of them that 25, 30 pound fish, but they're getting the 70 or 80 pound tuna there. So also the wahoo bite starting to come on now, which is really, really exciting for me because, you know, we have our annual cast tours, Wahoo Rumble in November down there, and it's usually the peak wahoo time. So,
oh, yes. Good stuff. And usually we have our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez 25th annual Fall Spectacular coming up in a couple weeks, and that's about the time we get wahoo down in the East Cape, too.
Oh, yeah, 25 years, eh?
Whoa. How about that, huh? 25 years of Palmas de Cortez. Pretty cool.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's like I said, it's you know, things are happening down there. As far as the other destinations there in the Baja, Loreto and La Paz, that area there, still lots of Dorado. You know, those Dorado are thick. I mean, they're all the way from Loreto all the way down through La Paz, around the tip there at San Jose del Cabo and over to Cabo San Lucas. They're all getting Dorado. This week in San Jose del Cabo, they were getting some nice bulls up to 40, 50 pounds. So just remember, guys, when you go down there, the limit on Dorado is 2 per day per angler. And don't keep those little guys. Throw those guys back. Let them grow. They grow fast. So probably by the time you get back down there in 6, 7, 8 months, they'll be nice big bulls. So just let those guys swim free. Otherwise, that's the report. Corey, we still got, I think, 4 or 5 spots left for our El Salto trip, January 10 to 14. Looking forward to that. Should be a hoot, as usual, catching some nice big bass down there. And of course, I know
great time of the year, right, Corey?
Oh man, that's just a fun time of the year. The fish up shallow, the water's from its peak, it's going down, and just touted as like the top water time of the year, and
great weather.
Well, and that's the thing, you go from Southern California, you go from winter days in January, whatever it could be, right? But down there, it's in the 70s, even in the 80s, and just beautiful weather. Gorgeous. Catching bass, and it's the least amount of wind they have. It's really the least amount of weather, period, down there. Just beautiful weather. And where else would you rather be catching 5 to 10 pound
largemouth?
And, dude, just good times with Cass. And
oh, it's a great time. And Billy Captain Senior's Resort, basically our group takes over the whole resort, and they feed you so well, and the great super accommodations. And it's a reasonable price, right, Cass, man?
Yeah, it is. You know, the thing is, too, Pete, you know, you get up in the morning, have a great breakfast, head out about 6, 6:30. You're back into the lodge about 11:30, have lunch, take a little siesta, and you're back out around between 1:30 and 2, and you fish till dark.
And there's so many people, Cass, that ask me at the shows, they ask, I want to charter you like I can charter Benny, right? And I don't do that kind of thing. I'm a solitude kind of guy, if anybody knows me, right? I enjoy my peace, and I go fishing. It's my solitude, my peace of mind. But this is the chance where you could actually purchase your ticket to go fishing and hang out with me at the lodge and just have a good time and share the stories and have 3 or 4 days together just to enjoy the solitude.
Yeah, and Corey is a very knowledgeable about El Salto. How many times a year you go down there?
It was two or three trips last year and a couple trips the year before.
So he knows El Salto, so he'll be able to give you some insight there.
Hey, if it's a place I'm going two or three times a year and I'm paying to go on that trip, just wrap your mind around what I'm doing.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to jump on one of those last spots to Lake El Salto January 10th with Castman and Corey, how do we do it?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. Talk to you guys next Saturday, and SC, fight on. Big game up in Washington.
Oh, here we go. All right. Good luck, Castman.
All right.
Appreciate the call this morning. All right. One line open. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 833-288-0973. That report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook so light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or trophy yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or a standard hook. Get it now at select tackle stores and be ready to get big. And I'm going to tell you, if you're going to Guadalupe Island, that is the hook you want, that new Nautilus HD. It's an awesome hook.
Man, it sounds like good times. We're going to be right back with the good times of Benny Florentino and Coastal Charters when we return on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
No matter if you have a casual interest in fly fishing or are a hardcore fly angler, October 5th and 6th is your weekend. The Southwest Council Fly Fishers present the largest fly fishing show in all Southern California at the Glendale Civic Auditorium. Fly fishing is great fun and not as costly or difficult as you think. It can be done in fresh or salt water, lakes, or offshore. The Glendale Civic Auditorium is the place to be on October 5th and 6th. This is where anyone can learn about fly fishing, practice how to fly fish, or improve your skills. There are classes for the kids in casting and tying their first fly, a special women's only workshop on Saturday, and loads of vendors to outfit you at reasonable prices. There are over 20 free seminars included in the admission. Best of all, newcomers are just $5 for the whole weekend. To get more info, go to flyfishingfair.com. That's flyfishingfair.com. We'll see you there.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we will have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Fantastic offers on the Proteus Wind Grip Rod 2. Plus, Daiwa will offer a free gift with purchase. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 80% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time in studio with Benny Florentino.
And yeah, indeed we are. And boy, I got to draw your attention to our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. All kinds of great information on there. Of course, we have that great Angler's Table Wahoo recipe from Yanni, the Wahoo Fish Tacos. And the latest post is by Dave Dolan. He went on that 2-day Liberty trip. And they had some great fishing aboard the Liberty on that two-day Let's Talk Hookup trip. That wrote a nice story, some good photos on there. Lots of great new trips posted on Let's Talk Hookup. So our trips page is completed with lots of great trips for the rest of this year and for 2020. If you want to go with us, those trips fill up very, very quickly, so you want to jump on them. Now, one thing I want to talk about real quickly is trips down to Cedros Island with Corey, with Benny.
How crazy.
Cedros kayak fishing.
I'm so pumped.
You guys should
I can't
be
wait,
pumped.
Man.
Yeah, your trip's right before mine.
Dude, your son is just getting back.
Yeah, next week. Yeah. So you have to spend a week down there. Oh, darn. And Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing, what a great job. He has developed such an incredible thing down there. The house is beautiful. Have you guys been?
I haven't been to Jeff's.
I haven't.
It's awesome. His house is so amazing. And he's got two of these giant pongas now where you can fish from the ponga, you can fish from the kayak, you can do both.
Honestly,
so he puts the,
I'll tell
puts
you.
The kayaks on the boat.
And takes you out if you want to fish on the kayak.
Right.
Right. I've spent a tremendous amount of time in a kayak, honestly. I mean, the Hobie, I started out with an Ocean or whatever, but I own two kayaks. I spent a lot of time in a kayak. But to have the option of going down with Jeff at Cedros Kayak Fishing, and the name's kind of clouded now, right? Because you have your choice of fishing out of the ponga the entire time.
Yes.
If you want to fish out of the kayak the next day, it's like, all right, hey, I want to try the kayak.
Yeah.
And they set it up.
And he's got all the best Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks down there, all the modern stuff, the new ones, the new Outbacks, everything's is there anything better than a kayak fishing a big yellow on a kayak or a big calico bass?
Well,
I mean, that's just awesome.
I know my son, Matt, he's a marketing director for AFCO. He just got back from the trip yesterday, and he's texting me about it was wide open bass fishing and yellows up to 35 pounds.
Wow.
And he said the Jeff's place was incredible. Food was incredible. He may call in and give us a report, but he just flew in yesterday evening. So yeah.
I did see this. I saw he just built a pizza oven, a wood-fired pizza oven.
And that's going to be up and going, and
I'm ready.
He's very excited about that, the food, everything about it. So we've got four trips, basically. He got a new plane now. Everything's going to operate out of CBX now at Otay Mesa. So you just walk across the border, and you get on their own private chartered nonstop right to the island. And, Corey, you're first. You've got one spot available on your trip October 4th through the 7th. It's a four-day trip. 3 days of fishing, $2,300. You've got one spot available on October 7th through 11th. It's a 5-day trip, 4 days of fishing, and that's $2,600. And then, Benny, you have one spot available on October 14th through 11th through 14th, a 4-day trip,
mm-hmm.
same price. And then two spots available on October 14th through 18th, 5-day trip. Great timing, and those only reason those spots came available is because now they have a bigger plane.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so it can take one extra passenger, so jump on it.
Right?
SedrosKayakFishing.com. Check out, and then call Jeff, and jump on those spots.
I can't wait,
go
man.
Fishing with Corey and Benny.
I'm so looking forward to getting down there and just kicking back and fishing some calicos.
It'll
man.
Be nice for me because it's a vacation.
Right?
So I'm on that 8-day program also. But
it's field research. You're working.
True. But also get a chance to possibly fish Bonitas Island.
Right?
I've done it with them down there. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially this time of the year when the weather's right. October, fall, you get those flat, calm days,
yeah.
and that's when you can get the Bonitas.
And the fact that last year they caught a number of wahoo going from island to island.
Yeah.
So just an added.
Oh, yeah.
And,
they're
you know,
out there.
Jeff's been also smoking. They have a couple of Traegers in his facility now where they're smoking fish for the anglers to take home. It's another thing he's doing, so on a Traeger.
So if you want to go on any one of the, there's one spot, two spots available on those dates in October. They're coming up here next week, so next week is October, don't forget. So Cedros Kayak Fishing, you want to jump on it, call Jeff and get a hold of him and go fishing with Corey and Benny.
You can actually call Jeff on his cell phone number.
Right.
760-412-2507. 412 2507.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. I think we have John from Los Alamitos back. Good morning, John. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, John.
Welcome.
Hi, Ben. I did a trip with you with my friend from Missouri, and I think the bass fishing was a little bit slow, so we went yellowtail fishing, and we got them.
Oh, hey, John. I know who this is. Yeah, your buddy who, yeah, that was a fun day. That was a really fun day. Yeah. Hope all is well with you.
So my question to Ben is, are you going to start doing bluefin trips?
I'm going to leave that up to the professionals like Dwayne and Brandon and all those guys and all the great sport fishing boats there. That guy's been doing a really good job. So I'm leaving it up to the pros there, John, because they do what they do. Now, if that stuff was to pop up around the rigs or the 14, I may venture out and catch a few, but I'm going to kind of stay true to what I've been doing. It's manageable for me. It's tough enough trying to carry 20, 30 rods on the boat, so to throw in some heavier gear for that might be a little much.
Hey, it could happen really close, all that yellowfin and stuff. I saw Dart down at Fisherman's Landing yesterday. He just got back from a morning trip 10 miles off of Point Loma, just on the outside of the 9. Wow. He said it was pretty much all they wanted on 20 to 35-pound yellowfin tuna.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow. 10 miles from Point Loma.
Beautiful. So I heard there's even spots closer than that.
Yeah.
Even.
Like 5 miles?
Half that distance. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, they're out there. And there's been bluefin spots, too. So
yeah.
It could happen for you, Benny.
Yeah. It could, John, but I may go look at them. Like one day we were driving to Clemente and we saw 200-plus pounders. And my guys went to go grab the jig stick. I go, don't touch that.
Right.
We'll just take video.
Yeah.
If they weren't so darn good eating, right?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Let's jump back into it, Pete. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from San Carlos this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Mike.
Hey, guys. This is Mike from San Carlos, your expert novice. My question is for Corey. Jerkbaits, I've never really caught a bass. So on a 10-day trip, we stopped at Cedros, but they didn't bite for the moments we were there, so we went out and caught a million yellowtail. But my question is, how do you fish with a jerkbait? Like, what pound test line? And you're talking about getting a loop or something?
Mike, I love doing that kind of thing, but definitely Benny's the expert on the jerkbait thing. But can we wrap your mind around this, Mike, is that the calico fishing is darn parallel and similar to largemouth bass fishing. It's the same thing, just on steroids.
Yep. A bass is a bass. They react the same way. They're the apex predator. And if it's a meal, whether they've already been eating, no condition, it's in front of them, they'll eat it. But to answer your questions, how do you fish it? What kind of tackle? Again, I'm fishing 65-pound Max Quattro or braided line.
Max Quattro is Shimano or Power Pro's line that's 25% thinner.
That's correct.
Than regular Power Pro, and it's amazing.
Yes, it is. And this, again, the breaking strength is 65-pound. I'm putting it on a Tranx 300 and a medium heavy rod, an 80 MH Terramar, and I'm putting a 40-pound leader. And then I'm fishing a 140 centimeter, how many inches is that? 5-6 inches. A jerk bait that has two trebles, and the key is in the pause. Again, it's a long cast. You're winding fast, maybe six or seven turns, and then you're pausing it to like 1,003. And usually the fish will eat it on the pause. Again, a jerk bait's like any other tool, whether it's surface iron, weedless, slug, swim bait. There's a time and a place for it. But it's one of those baits, if you commit to it, you got to give it time. You don't make three casts of the surface iron and say they're not biting. You got to give it time because the rewards are incredible. Sometimes you'll catch a small one and then a big one. I've seen a 6-incher and an 8-pound caught on one jerkbait.
On the same jerkbait. Is there any particular, on those Shimano Cold Sniper jerkbaits, are any particular color that works better than others?
Anything natural seems to work well, like your mackerel pattern. Even the black back silver, they seem to be on that a lot because there's a lot of chovy. So those two right now, but you know, you kind of, it's like anything else, you got to, you know, the fish will tell you what they want.
And it's reactionary. It's
absolutely
a total reactionary.
Yep.
Like, you could ask Benny what his favorite surface iron colors are, and there's probably a few of them, but but it really comes down to the action.
Yep, true.
It does.
It really does.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Mike. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Let's talk to Michael. Michael called from Del Mar this morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Great.
Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Hey, thanks. So just a quick question. I turned on the radio a little bit late. I heard that there was a trip to El Salto. I've been saving up some money to go down there. Is there a website I could find out some more information?
Indeed. On our letstalkhookup.com, go to letstalkhookup.com, go to our trips page, and it's listed right there. I think that, as Cass said, there were three spots left on that trip. It's January 10th. And it's a very, it's a great lodge, Billy Chapman Sr.'s, lodge, just, 16 people in the lodge, everybody, two people per room, two people per boat. They have great guides and, really wonderful time. And you're going to be fishing with the man right here, Corey Sandin.
Well,
really,
I mean, I'll be down there hosting the trip, Michael, and it's just a fun time and relaxed and cervezas or whatever your favorite beverage is. You know, if you like lemonade, for crying out loud, they'll have lemonade for you every darn time they see you. They have one in their hand for you. And just a great fun time of the year. And, and one thing to keep in mind is the other lodges have their place open every single day of the week. Where we're going, they're only open the days they have the nets out of the water.
Right.
And you talk to anybody that goes down there.
Now,
those,
explain that. What are the nets?
Well, they fish tilapia there in gill nets. And the gill nets are very thin. They're like made out of 6-pound test. They're very, very thin mesh. And in a 2-pound largemouth, really can push through it, right?
Yeah.
But it really affects the fishery. And so when they pull those out of the waters, when we're going to be there, and that's when everybody wants to be there. So they're usually dates that book up quick, and Let's Talk Hookup and Cast Tours, very fortunate to have those dates with at the lodge. So I'm looking forward to, you want to join us, Michael, get on Let's Talk Hookup.
.com
and check out the...
go to the trips page.
Perfect.
Yeah. Hey, great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, man. Good stuff. Talking El Salto, talking calico fishing. I can't wait. Cedros, man.
Cedros.
Are you kidding me?
Cedros. 2 weeks. Right?
Oh, yeah. You can see it. And look, Benny's excited.
I know. I'm excited, too. We're going to be right back with a lot more of it on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego. Radio.com Sports Station.
This is Eric Hosmer from San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Like I told him this afternoon, you know what you are. You're the Kansas City Eric Hosmer. And he said, I know it.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as the scheduled kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.